This man became famous because he supplied food to railroad workers. Perhaps that doesn't sound that extraordinary, but you certainly know his name. And his story is coming up on The American Countryside.
The world is frozen, silenced by quarantines, isolated by distance. But while work for you may have changed, out here, we're still going strong. The crops will get planted, the livestock will be fed, and your food will continue to be grown, just like it's been for generations. American agriculture, farms on, today and tomorrow, for our family and yours.
A Farm in the Countryside podcast, we're talking about the stories, tips, and trends affecting agricultural and rural America. What can you expect in the markets? How do you evaluate new technology? What are the latest trends when it comes to successful crop and livestock operations? Those topics and many more are our weekly focus with guests from across the nation. Farm in the Countryside is brought to you by Pivot BioProven. Find the Farm in the Countryside podcast on the AgriTalk app or just use your favorite podcast platform. And you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farm in the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America. William Cody was born in LeClaire, Iowa in 1846, and in his early 20s, he found his way to Kansas, where he took a job that would earn him a famous nickname.
He eventually got a job with the Kansas Pacific Railroad to provide the meat for all the workers, which meant buffalo. And through that, that's how he got his name. And before it's William Cody, now everybody knows him as Buffalo Bill.
Jim Griffin is curator of the Lincoln County Historical Museum in North Platte, Nebraska. Cody joined the Army, which brought him to Fort McPherson, Nebraska, near North Platte, where he eventually became head of scouts. He married and began a family, and had his eye on business ventures as well.
He teams up with the North brothers, who were the head of the Pawnee Scouts, and they develop a large ranch, which his headquarters were here at Scout Rest Ranch, and then went on up into the Sand Hills, up on the Dismal River, and lots of cattle.
And while building a cattle ranch, he discovered another pastime that would become a full-time job.
At the same time as all of this is starting to progress and come about, he gets introduced to the theater. And so he goes for his first play in 1872, and it's called Scout of the Plains.
That trip took him to Chicago to act in a show for the first time. It led him to producing his own shows, but for now, it was ranching in North Platte that occupied much of his time.
They asked him to throw a 4th of July party, and if you know Buffalo Bill, he's good at throwing a party. He puts out what's called Old Glory Blowout. Happens in 1882. Basically, at that show, he creates the first modern rodeo. I'm not going to say that he created the first rodeo.
Mexican vaqueros had been holding impromptu rodeo events for years, but what Cody did was hold an organized event that would blossom into a worldwide production. Our story continues next time as we travel the countryside. In North Platte, Nebraska, I'm Andrew McCrae.